All right, welcome to another episode of Crypto Sense Podcast. I'm in the mobile studio today. I had a busy day ripping and running with various meetings. So this is a late night edition, our late evening edition for Friday's show. You know, I like to keep Monday and Friday, I like to keep very, very light. Because either on Monday, you're getting the week started and you don't really have time to hear much of what I have to say. You still want to listen, but you know, you have a million and one things that you're trying to do. On Friday, you're trying to get out of work mode and get to your weekend and get your weekend started. So I completely understand that. So today's show is going to be very, very quick, light, and easy. And it's really just picking up on a current event that I was reading about. And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with these different ICOs. As you know, yesterday we did a show about Binance Launchpad and how so many companies or startups are going through Binance Launchpad to be able to showcase their ICOs. So as you can imagine, this ICO piece of the cryptocurrency is becoming more and more in demand, and more companies and people who have these ideas and want to start ICOs or start companies are looking at ICOs as a viable option for being able to raise capital. So a firm out in Canada is actually the very first, not the very first in the world, but it's the very first in probably North America that only specializes in cryptocurrency, ICOs, and just giving, it's basically a cryptocurrency law firm. It's a cryptocurrency legal firm. And I thought that was pretty interesting, because what it does is it shows that there's a lot of money to be made with coming up with different support services for this cryptocurrency industry. So you just don't necessarily have to be the one creating the coin, but you can actually make a business with creating services related to helping people do the business of cryptocurrency. So with the law firm and it being in North America, it's a sure sign that there's money in the markets, right, for being able to have businesses like this. But also it shows where the future of this industry is going. It's going to become, you know, more regulated. It's going to have, you know, more things that are right now just small services that are probably going to be colossal services as it pertains to just servicing cryptocurrency in the markets. So it was a great article. I'll put the article in the show notes, because it's just something for you to be able to read up on, and you can see how this thing is truly developing. You know, I had someone ask me earlier today, they said, am I too late to get into cryptocurrency? And I was telling them that no, definitely not too late to get into cryptocurrency. It's actually still very, very early. So in these early stages, these formative stages of cryptocurrency and just this whole industry of blockchain technology, there's going to be a lot of opportunities and a lot of crypto, what I call cryptopreneurs, that are going to rise up. And it's going to take the shape of so many different things that ultimately goes into cryptocurrency. So hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Let me do a quick shout out to the other three sponsors. Of course, you have CoinSeed. It's the app that allows you to invest in cryptocurrency all while using your pocket change, right? So make sure you go over to the show notes, grab the link, and you'll be on your way to building your cryptocurrency empire with pocket change. Also have Crypto Cash Back, which allows you to not even spend your own money in cryptocurrency, but just do what you normally do, which is spend money on Amazon, Walmart, 7-Eleven, and Starbucks, and many more, and you get actually cryptocurrency for free. So there's really no excuses now. You also have Encrypted Apparel, the flyest clothing line, cryptocurrency clothing line in the business. Go over to wearencrypted.com. That's W-E-A-R, encrypted.com. Put in the coupon code CryptoSense, and you'll get 10% off on your next purchase. And last but not least, you, the audience, also have the ability to sponsor the shows with your pocketbook. You can do that by hitting the support button on the Anchor app, or you can go to the last link in the show notes and set up a 25 cent, 50 cent, dollar, or whatever amount payment to support the show, and with all the new developments and things that we're going to be doing in the new year, it's going to be something that we're really going to need as much support as possible. So thank you guys for the people who have been supporting the show with their pocketbooks as well as their ears. And we'll keep this thing going. And so next week, we're going to dive into some more interviews. I got a couple of interviews scheduled, so look out for that. And look, have a fantastic weekend. And until next time, holla back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.